I could derailer. Drive this car to the sea. Spend the night as high as I can in a towering hemlock. But it's no use, it can always be found. A creature of habit has no real protection. I tell her I'll leave if she don't settle down. She sees it to lie on closer inspection, like everyone else does.
This is the Smooth Jelly Experience, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I hope you all are having a great Thursday morning. It is 9:07, and it's pretty chilly outside, not gonna lie. It's pretty cold getting here. But you were just listening to Nelly by Dr. Dog, and now we're going to have some Killers. Hope you enjoy.
thinks that I sound funny, but she likes the way you sing. Tonight I'll dream while I'm in bed, when silly thoughts go through my head about the bugs and alphabet. When I wake tomorrow, I'll bet that you and I will walk together again. I can tell that we are gonna be friends.
And that was the Mr. Brightside by The Killers, and We're Going to Be Friends by The White Stripes. Anyways, I thought we might talk for a little, as everyone else from the Smooth Jelly Experience is currently MIA. This is Patrick. We're missing Matt, Sam, and Ollie. They're probably on their way, although they might have slept in. I don't know. They're known for that. Anyways, this is what, a week after Thanksgiving? Hopefully you guys all had great Thanksgiving breaks. I know I certainly did. I just ate a lot of food. That's basically my break. Oh, for all of you interested, that turkey hat did come in handy. It was a nice gift. I highly recommend you all buy turkey hats. Anyways, we're gonna turn it back to the music. Hopefully by the time this song ends, they'll be back and we can all chat for a little. Next up we have, Let's see some Modest Mouse.
Ice age heat wave, can't complain. If the world's at large, why should I remain? Walked away to another plant. Gonna find another place, maybe one I can stand. I move on to another day, to a whole new town with a whole new way. Went to the porch to have a thought. Got to the door and again I couldn't stop. You don't know where and you don't know when, but you still got your words and you've got your friends. Walking on to another day. Work a little harder, work another way. Well, baby, I ain't got no plan. Gonna float on, maybe would you understand? Gonna float on, maybe would you understand? Well, I float on, maybe would you understand? Get cold. I like the autumn, but this place is getting old. I pack my belongings and I head for the coast. It might not be a lot, but I feel like I'm making the most. The days get longer and the nights smell green. I guess it's not surprising, but it's spring and I should leave. Songs about drifters, books about the same. They both seem to make me feel a little less insane. Walked on off to another spot. I still haven't gotten anywhere that I want. Did I want love? Did I need to know? Why does it always feel like I'm caught in an undertow? Against the lights, adding the breeze to the summer nights. Outside water like air was great. I didn't know what I had that day. Walk a little farther to another plan. You said that you did, but you didn't understand. I know that starting over's not what life's about, but my thoughts were so loud I couldn't hear my mouth. My thoughts were so loud I couldn't hear my mouth. My thoughts were so loud. Thank you.
Hello.
Good morning.
We have friends again.
We don't have friends.
I wouldn't call us friends.
We are the part of the show.
More smooth jelly here.
Exactly.
The smoothest part of the jelly has arrived.
Yes, we just... It took us a little while to show up, but when we show up, we show up. That's for sure.
That's important. If you missed us over Thanksgiving break, it's because Ollie was busy breaking himself. He no longer has a functional ankle. But we support him in his quest to live.
You should tell us a story, Ollie.
They support me emotionally and physically.
Exactly.
Tell us a story. Tell the audience a story. I think they're intrigued to know.
Well, I was playing basketball, and I couldn't handle my opponent's crossover, and I broke my ankles. He broke my ankles.
Straight up. Literally.
Yep, and now I am on crutches.
But not on crutches.
I should be on crutches.
Yeah.
But I'm leaving them in the room.
It's all the same, right? Matt, what's the song you have next?
It's a song by The War on Drugs, which I support, by the way. Roll Bush. It's not Bush.
Hey.
It's called Holding On. Let's just play it. So anyway, I was saying Eli Manning is underrated. Am I right, guys?
Yeah, this is, wait, we gotta introduce our last smoothest jelly.
Oh, sorry.
Sam.
Morning, everyone.
He's a viscous member. He shows up late.
It's a one-time thing. Yeah.
One time.
Well, not smooth enough today, Samuel.
That's right. A little rough on the edges.
Working on it. Yeah. Smoothing Matt, off the show.
Yeah.
It's an experience.
It's not a show. It's an experience.
That's the point. I think Matt's got some sports talk for us, right, Matt?
Eli Manning, man. What a kid. He's done some good work for the boys up in the Meadowlands. But
he's not going to get an
MVP. And
he's
now getting benched for Geno Smith. To be fair, does have experience in the Meadowlands. You know, right?
It's because of McAdoo, you know? He's just going to...
Ben McAdoo should be fired.
He's going to get fired anyway.
Just a little tidbit. If anyone wants to call in and get it on this sports banter, feel free.
Yeah.
We've never had someone call in, so
we don't know the number to call in.
Oh, it's
not on the studio.
It's right there. 855-915-WMFO.
That's right. That's what the
call.
Kids are calling these days. If you really want to offer a hot take on Eli Manning's future.
Or the Philly sports.
I'm just saying, did you see him cry?
He cried?
He tried not to cry, but he was crying at heart.
Wait.
Like, he was, like, tearing up when he
at
was,
at the press
like,
conference, or just, like,
no, he was at his locker. I was like, yo, Eli, I heard you got benched. Let's not be profane there, Mr. Lou. And I just feel like that's really sad for someone who's offered his whole heart to New York, has won 2 Super Bowls for New York, and clearly the people of New York are just bad people. So,
yeah.
Let's just say a prayer in Eli's name.
Sam, you got any sports?
I don't know. Celtics on my radar. gotta like them for the.
They're in my sleeper pick for the East, honestly. They seem like they're playing some interesting basketball.
They really are.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Sammy and I are going to see the Celtics and the Sixers play tonight. Ooh. But Joel Embiid is not playing.
Ooh.
I mean, what a heartbreaker. Am I right, WMFO listeners? What a heartbreaker.
Anyways.
Yeah. Well, I got some good music queued up here.
Yeah, let's hear it, Sam.
Yeah, all right.
Sports and music, that's what we do.
Somerville cares about prevention. Time for a PSA. Thinking of throwing a house party? Well, if you're part of Somerville or Medford communities, then it is imperative that you are a responsible host. As a host, you can help maintain community relations by controlling the noise and behavior of your guests. It is also important to provide snacks and non-alcoholic beverages for your guests, and to remind guests to alternate alcoholic and non-alcoholic beverages.
Don't!
Finally, remember it is illegal to provide alcohol to individuals that are under 21 years
illegal.
Old.
Illegal. I want to make sure that was...
Excellent.
Yeah,
fair.
With an I. As in, I will not serve beverages to people who are under 21. Such behavior can lead to a fine up to $2,000 as well as up to a year in prison. This message was brought to you by Somerville Cares About Prevention. Find us online on Facebook, Twitter, and www.somervillema.gov/scap. Thank you, thank you, and thank you. That was our PSA for this hour.
And a bit of another PSA. We want to warn our investors to not miss the beautiful thing that is Bitcoin and to convert all of their money.
Or miss it and not go broke.
Also, if you got some money on hand, invest in Micron and just put some money in there. I'd love to see the stock go up. Thank you.
Anyways, Ali, we got a song from Ali called In Your Eyes by Tribal Seeds.
Exactly. We're taking it back to reggae town.
I like that transition.
So
She's a good girl, loves her mama, loves Jesus and America too. She's a good girl, crazy about Elvis, loves horses and her boyfriend too, yeah, yeah. It's a long day living in Reseda. There's a freeway running through the yard. I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart, and I'm free, free falling, falling. All the vampires walking through the valley, they move west down Ventura Boulevard, and all the bad boys standing in the shadows, and the girls are home with broken hearts, and I'm free, free falling, falling.
That's right. If you didn't think it was just four guys sitting around playing John Mayer before, well, now you're certain that it is. Where's our little underlying music, Patty?
It's there.
What?
It's there. You don't hear it?
No, I think I messed something up. anyway.
Is it in this thing? You gotta change your...
So how are we doing?
Two mics down. Doing good.
Oh, wow. This is just beautiful, almost.
This is some Hans Zimmer.
Yeah.
We feel like radio doesn't really honor the great composers of our time when it should.
It really should.
You guys should talk about it.
You know, it's just a really important thing.
By great composers, I mean Hans Zimmer.
The one and only.
Exactly.
I can name no others. I think this is from the movie Interstellar, a movie
it
which
is.
I, at one point, hated. At one point loved.
I think everyone goes back and forth.
And now I've seen it maybe five times. And I don't know. It's a real thinker.
The first time was really the best, you know?
Yeah.
That's true. Like,
and then you slowly realize, nah, Christopher, he made some wrong choices. But there's definitely some cool moments when Matt Damon tries to murder the entire world's future.
That's true.
That's cool. Because go Matt Damon.
What about The Martian, then?
I'm a Martian fan.
You like The Martian?
I thought it was real solid. Ridley Scott, everything he
better
does.
Better than Interstellar?
I mean, it's going for a different thing.
It's just so Matt Damon.
It's pretty funny.
It's pretty Matt
It's really funny.
Yeah.
Kristen Wiig's in that movie. I mean, okay.
She's a funny gal.
Sounds good. Yeah, indeed.
Matt Damon could be listening right now, so I think we should give him some more props.
That's
hey,
true.
Maddie. We know your nephew. Our friend knows your nephew.
Exactly. So,
what's his name? Like Nolan Damon. Or
and what, Matt worked out at our gym once, right?
Exactly.
Good old Matt.
Old Matty D. we're thankful for his patronage here on the Smooth Jelly Experience and always offered us.
There's the music kicking in.
Wow. Hans is just taking us to another level here on 915 WMFO Medford.
You know, I actually heard piece about this song, and how he wrote it was he didn't even know it was a sci-fi film. He just knew it was a story between a parent and their child.
Whoa.
And he went off of that to write the soundtrack.
Really?
It's pretty interesting.
But you hear that, right? Here's the child.
There's
the parent.
Oh, wow.
Together. A beautiful experience.
Well, should we let him listen?
Yeah, but the song's over now, so. Smooth fade, if I've ever heard one. That was some more Hans Zimmer from the acclaimed critical darling Batman versus Superman Dawn of Justice.
What a great movie.
I have yet to see the follow-up, Justice League. I expect nothing from it.
Yep.
Nothing, like absolutely nothing.
Absolutely.
The reviews have been very bad.
Middling at best.
That's okay.
Anyway, we're going to say goodbye This has been the Smooth Jelly Experience with Matthew, Sam, and Patrick.
And Ollie.
And Ollie, formerly. He left for unknown reasons.
Oh, we forgot our shout-outs. Shout-outs.
Oh, we want to talk about our favorite English major for a brief moment.
Let's do that for sure.
Mr. Will Hollinger, he continues to write to fight off the power that is
STEM
funding on this campus, so we're very proud of him.
Has he moved on? He's moved on.
I'd say that English majors can never move on.
Oh, he's talking about accessibility now.
Accessibility.
Handicap accessibility.
Whatever works, really.
Yeah. And he actually stole my title idea.
Oh, no.
Stairs and repairs.
Stairs and repairs. I mean, that's just some good stuff right there. We also want to remind all of our listeners to take big baby steps this week because we're going to support some quick change and everyone is going to wake up soon. So,
that's true.
Yeah.
It's part of the change.
Another shout out to Connor, my roommate. For waking me up this morning for the show.
You
know, it's very nice.
Anyway.
We gotta give Ethan his segment.
Oh, okay.
Ethan, if you're listening,
tune in next week for Ethan Oliver's segment, Hey, It's Ethan. A classic kind of comedic twist to our hour. This has been the Smooth Jelly Experience.
Yeah, and we've got some great music to leave you with.
On 91.5.